around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
My dreams so near.
Hey, they could get near that one. It's going to be hard. As Greg says, there's always a theme, but there really is a theme today.
Australian bands?
Maybe if you're British, the Fix.
Oh, the Fix. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The heat on top of the heap of the new wave in the
air. Yeah, new wave, bro, yeah.
Kind of.
Well, we're never done.
Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. Jimmy Jill, how you doing today?
Oh, man, I love it. I've got to wear sunglasses in to do the show now. It's that time of year, and it means the heat is right around the corner. But the other thing it means is the greatest weekend in golf is coming up next week, or the greatest week in golf is coming up next week with the Masters Tournament from Augusta, Georgia. And I love that week, and, we got so much to talk about. Our great experience at the LPGA event last week. And that stunning victory, I'd have to say, and a lot more things. But good morning, Greg, CQ, Trev Henry, keeping us between the lines, and all our listeners, thank you for listening this morning.
All right, so let's jump right into it, because we'll be off the rails in no time.
Yes.
I promise you that. But anyway, they played the PGA Tour last week at the Houston Open, where Stephen Jaegerbomb. He breaks through and gets his first victory on the PGA Tour after being successful on the Korn Ferry Tour. And it didn't come without, it looked like as he's standing on the 18th green that he was already, had reconciled that there would be a playoff. Au contraire. No playoff would occur. Scottie Scheffler misses a five-footer on the left, 5 feet, 2 inches to be exact. Yeah. Putt on the 18th hole to force a playoff. And Stephen Jaeger's your first-time winner. Here's what he had to say when he was done.
You know, with the success I've had in the Korn Ferry the last couple of years, I felt like, you know, it was in there. I just had to change a couple of things in my game that weren't suited for the PGA Tour. And once I kind of felt like that was getting in the right direction, I felt like I could do it for sure. But, you know, we all have dark spots in golf. That's kind of part of the game. And you just kind of persevere through it and keep believing, keep doing your thing, keep working hard. And eventually, the day will come.
Absolutely. And you could see it with Stephen Jaeger. I mean, his rise just gradually up that leaderboard, being in the hunt on several occasions, and then finally breaking through. It's minimal as to what the difference is between winning and finishing in second place or not being able to close the deal when you're in the lead on Sunday. But he pulled it all together, played a great round, got it done.
But you look at, you think about four rounds of golf and one shot separates two players.
Yep.
And everybody's looking at the Scheffler putt, the 5 footer or 5.5 and 2 inches of feet of putts that he missed. The big putt he missed on 18. Thank you very much. But, you know, how would you like to have Scheffler's last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
A win, and a second place. Now,
also, Friday's 18th kerfuffle.
That would be where I would go to.
Exactly.
From 3 feet.
Yeah, that's where I was going. It's not the 5 footer on the 72nd hole that is the reason why I lost the golf from. There's lots of cases. He made a couple doubles early in the week.
Yeah. Right.
And the kerfuffle on 18 and what have you. I guess where I'm going is, I hope that, and I think the media's been kind of treading this way, of taking the victory away from Stephen Jaeger and saying, oh, he won because Scheffler missed a 5 footer on the last hole. No, that's not the case. Jaeger played really, really well, and it's over four rounds. He beat Scheffler by a shot. But let's not cry for Scottie Scheffler. I think he's got to be the odds-on favorite going into the Masters, and for him to, you know, can you imagine if he'd been coming off a heater, three in a row going into the Masters, what it would be like. But, right. Two wins in a second place, not too chabby.
So, Scottie Scheffler, over the last 32 events,
right.
24 top 10.
Yeah.
All right, so there is no reason... No reason to cry for Scottie Scheffler. That's exactly right. No kidding. And, you know, everybody's sitting there saying, oh, my gosh, this is going to leave a scar. This
oh,
is
come
leave
on.
A scar on Scottie Scheffler missing this putt on the last hole. Look, it's 72 holes.
Right.
Any one of those holes. And you can say the same for Stephen Yeager. Stephen Yeager probably should have won this tournament by 10 shots, but of shots that he may have missed throughout the week. So it was not really. It's just that it's a regency bias that creates that situation where everybody, oh, well, he missed that putt on the last hole to force a playoff. He's going to be scarred for life. Well, let's really hear what Scotty had to say about missing that putt on the 18th hole.
Yeah, I'll move on as quickly as possible. You know, obviously I'm a bit disappointed right now, but at the end of the day, like, it would be one thing if I pulled it or something like that. Just misread it. I don't know why I misread it, but, you know, it happens as part of the game. You know, maybe I could have hit it with some more speed, but I felt like I hit a nice putt, you know, kind of how I wanted to, and best thing going.
All right, wow. So let me break it down a little bit for you.
Thank you.
Every putt that Scottie Scheffler misses have all been below the hole.
Right, everything's below the hole. Yep.
He is under-reading his putts.
Right.
And if you watch his stroke on those under-reads, it's a D-cell every right. single time. Go back and watch every one of them.
He looks tentative,
I promise you.
Well, and D-cells, decelerating is why you miss them low.
That's exactly
you
right.
You know, and so, yeah. So I he says he misread the putt. Yeah. I think he just decelled through the putt.
Didn't pull it. He's right. He didn't pull it. He
just
missed
didn't get
it
up speed.
Left because he didn't keep the speed of the putter up. Yeah. You've got to keep the speed of the putter up through the stroke. Otherwise, it is going to fall below the hole every single time.
But I'm not worried about Scottie Scheffler developing scar tissue yet. Now, if this becomes habitual. Now, the thing about it is everybody's making a big deal of this. But Scottie Scheffler has won events and missed bunnies in previous
Houston Open.
So, I don't think. It just, you know, Scottie Scheffler. Listen, if Scottie Scheffler was soft, if he was not strong mentally, he would be. He would have changed his golf swing by now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's the best ball striker in the game. But, you know, I hope he doesn't get Ian Baker Finch to where Finch had won a major and then decides to rebuild his golf swing. I hope that is a thing of the past, but one never knows. But, yeah, Scotty's just fine going into Augusta.
All right. So we're gonna talk the last half of the show a lot about the Masters coming up next week, the greatest week in golf, in our opinion. But anyway, on the PGA Tour Champions last week, they're playing the Gallery Classic, where Retief Goosen holds off Tour rookie Ricardo Gonzalez, who, if you remember, a few weeks ago won the Trophy Hassan tournament over in Morocco or wherever the heck that was.
You're right.
And has been in the hunt in just about every event that he's been in. And so Retief Goosen wins there. The Korn Ferry Tour was off. Kaieta Nakajima wins the DP World Tour Hero Indian Open. And let's get to it. For the third straight week, which Scottie Scheffler couldn't accomplish this, if he'd have won last week, he'd have had a three-peat. But Nelly Korda, through a battle of attrition, basically, wins her third straight event and going for a fourth straight event this week to win the Ford Championship. And I'll tell you, folks, the golf course was in beautiful condition, even through the rain. And the rain kind of, it affected him early in the round, but as it came down to the end of the round, the kind of the clouds broke and things got better over there at Seville Country Club. We want to thank Seville for hosting us last week for our remote that we did out there. Everything was wonderful. The people were wonderful. Food was amazing.
Yeah, food is really good. But Greg, you know, yes, the rain on Sunday was interesting, but the clouds it broke just perfectly.
Yep.
But the wind on Saturday, that was, you know, the ladies had been just peppering that golf course and with really low scores. And the reason why, because Thursday and Friday was like we're playing in a bubble. Saturday, the wind came up, and that wind is the dirtiest four-letter word in golf, and it showed. So it really showed the ladies, instead of being super aggressive, were a little. There's a little bit of guess in every golf swing, just wondering how much the wind is going to affect their golf ball. And the thing about it was the wind was not constant.
Right.
It was gusty.
Yeah.
So it'd be no wind, then all of a sudden, oh, wait a second, wind's coming over your shoulder. There's a lot of caddy call-offs. Right before a shot, because they had to make a little more adjustment for the wind because it had laid down or had come up. But I found that really cool, or very interesting, I should say, to watch. But Sunday, you know, Nelly Korda, come get me, kids. Let's go.
No doubt. So here's what Nelly had to say after winning her third time in three starts.
Honestly, feels like a blur. Taking it day by day, really trying to stay very present, and just played really good golf, really solid golf in tough conditions today, which I'm very happy about. Took Monday off, didn't even come to the golf course, played 9 on Tuesday, and then played the Pro-Am on Wednesday, and made sure that I prioritized my rest, got one workout in, but made sure that I was 100% going into Thursday, so yeah.
Wonder where she worked. Oh, they had the fitness.
They had the fitness. Yeah,
I was gonna say,
and the fitness area at the clubhouse.
Oh, that's right, over there across the street.
You know what I find really interesting about last week and being out there and seeing these ladies play. They all hit the ball really solid, and we've always made mention that. But if I sit on the practice tee and I look, and I said, that's a great golf swing, that's a great golf swing, that's a great golf swing, and that's a great golf swing. Those are my four top finishers.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
Right.
We watched one woman, and I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to be, you know, like chastising, but she hit the ball so well, it made a different sound coming off the club face.
Yep.
Why she doesn't win every single week is beyond me as far as ball striking goes.
Yeah.
But
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but they yeah, it's a short game, it's the putter that really delineates the difference. And you know, Nelly Korda is not the best swing or striker out there, but she knows how to win.
Yep.
Exactly.
And as long as the ball's going straight, it's remarkable how well these ladies can play. And here's what Nelly had to say, putting into perspective the third win in a row for her.
No, not at all. Honestly, after last year, I was just thinking about the first one in Bradenton, and then last week after what all happened coming down the stretch, and then this week I was a little bit more relaxed because I was just trying to stay energized out there. It's very hard mentally to be 100%, especially after a wind, especially playing in tough conditions. So as boring as it sounds, I was just taking it shot by shot and seeing where I was going to end up. But to get three in a row, I mean, that's just a dream come true.
Yes, that is. Very few have done it, and Nelly has now done it and has a chance to go four in a row coming up with the match play that the ladies are playing this week up at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas. We're going to get into that when we get into this week's update on what's going on in the world of golf. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning for the last 34 years, the oldest running golf show in the valley right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Tori Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you missed the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The Bunker to Bunker team is all wearing the Man-a-Man Grove Pros. We wore them at the Ford Championship Pro-Am last week, and we're sporting them this week for a good reason. Athlon's Man-a-Man Grove Pros are minimalism meets innovation for premium performance. The Athlons have developed a patented sports footwear, technically that immediately helps the golfer improve athletic performance and more driving distance and better accuracy with a design to add stability to your swing. Founder Tim Markinson patented his NV technology that directs more force toward the body in his innovative footwear to allow more control, power, stability, and less wear and tear on your body. So do this. Check them out. Check our Bunker to Bunker special out for Athlons. Very special. Go to BunkerGolf.com. Get 15% off when you use the promo code B2B. Or check out Athlons.com for more info and order your own pair. Or even stop in their shop in Mesa. That's Athlons. A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z. They're the golf shoe of champions.
Hey, this is Ron Wolfley. The Acheon Indian community is small but mighty, with award-winning enterprises like the amazing Southern Dunes Golf Course, all the family fun that can be had at the Acheon Circle Multitainment Center, and of course, the beautiful staycation spot that is Harrah's, with its newly renovated pool and multiple award-winning restaurants on site. The Acheon Indian community built all of this to give back to this great state. When I first met Acheon Chairman Robert Miguel, he talked about his experiences growing up in Maricopa, growing up to want to give back, and stress to me the Acheon community will continue to do whatever it can to have a positive impact on the state of Arizona and the kids of Maricopa. Go experience all their enterprises. Harrah's Resort, the Acheon Circle Multitainment Center, and Southern Dunes Golf Course, because through them, Acheon gives back to us all. It's why we say we all win with Acheon.
Do you want your front and backyard to be the envy of the entire neighborhood? Well, Moon Valley Nurseries will rejuvenate your trees and shrubs, diagnosing their needs on the spot and providing a tailored treatment for just $50 per tree and just $20 per shrub. You want to win a $1,000 Moon Valley Nursery gift card? Just text RENEW to 620-620 and sign up for Moon Valley's rejuvenation service. That's text RENEW to 620-620 today. Rejuvenate your yard and get a chance to win a $1,000 gift card.
Investment data rates may apply.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Health. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
One is the loneliest number that you ever choose.
Is this the Beatles version?
Three Dog Night.
Oh, that's right.
There is a theme to today's show, guys. English, very obvious here. No. Three Dog Night's American.
All right.
You know why it's Three Dog Night?
Yes.
Why?
Because the cold.
Yes. Yeah.
Alaska or something.
Yeah.
They spin the dogs around and
right.
Three dogs to sleep by you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Back to golf.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your music trivia for the day.
Nonsensical lesson.
All right. They are playing this week. They are playing at the Valero Texas Open, and in my opinion, pretty darn good field for the event. Akshay Bhatia is your leader, goes out and fires a 63 on Thursday, follows it up with a 70 on Friday. A little bit different conditions on Friday than there were on Thursday. But he's got a five-shot lead over Brandon Todd, Russell Henley, and Denny McCarthy. Boy, we haven't seen Denny McCarthy's name atop of the leaderboard. And then followed in fifth place by Rory McIlroy. And then you've got Tommy Fleetwood, Webb Simpson, Adam Shank, and Peter Quest are all at four under par. And then there's a host at three, a gaggle at two, unbelievable number at one, and then even par made the cut, and one over made the cut.
The cut was moving
It moved all the way, so that had to let in, holy smokes, it let in 20 players when it moved to one over par.
Well, and it was interesting watching the cut, because as you guys know, I watch golf a little differently. When my guy's hovering around the cut line, I'm watching that cut line. And there was a ton of players at even and one under. And then all of a sudden, the guys that went out late that were even started going backwards, and all of a sudden there needed to be like seven guys, I believe, go from even to one over to move the cut. And it happened, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
I got to step in here and tell you guys, our listeners, that Greg called it on our leader here last summer before he won. I thought this guy's too skinny. When he graduates from high school, he might be good, but you were right.
No, so I was
great ball striker.
That's yeah. where I was going to go. Listen, Ashkay Bahia.
Or
Akshay Bahia. So this kid, listen. He's been hanging around the top of the leaderboard for almost the entire year.
Right.
And this is the kid that came out of high school, and he was a very, very accomplished junior player and had college scholarship offers from everybody.
So thin, though.
And, well, yeah, but his mentality and logic was, I'm not going to college. I'm trying to be a professional golfer. So I'm turning professional. Everybody's like, oh, everybody's thinking about
Ty Tryon.
Keep Tryon. But it was different, okay? Ty Tryon went out and caught lightning in a bottle at Q School.
Yep.
Okay? Ashkay has gone out and he played mini tours. He got Corn Ferry status, and now he's on the PGA Tour. And he's just he's a little ahead of schedule, but he's just about where he'd be in his, you know, if he was a junior, his junior year in college.
He won the Barracuda, so.
Right. So this kid is around to stay. He is a left-hander. He's kind of, you look at him, he's got
28
that
28-inch waist.
Right. Thin guy. He's got the long, curly flow. He's got the horn-rim glasses. Yeah. You look at him, you say, this kid's not an athlete. This kid's not a golfer. Oh, you would be wrong, my friend.
All right, so here's what Akshay had to say about he's put a new putter in his bag, went from traditional length or sidearm or arm lock, went to this longer putter, and here's what he had to say about having that new putter in the bag.
I mean, Century was kind of a good way to start with the broomstick for me, just because it's so windy there. Everyone kind of told me, you know, it's a little tricky with it, but I putted great there. And, you know, I feel like I've been putting it good, rolling it good, and kind of understanding, you know, if I miss a putt, why. And this week it's kind of stood out to me, you know, more green reading. I've missed a lot of putts low, and kind of understanding that, you know, throughout the weekend is going to help me a lot.
Actually, as we sit here and watch Tyson.
I mean, he's got a 5-stroke lead.
Yeah, so yeah. He said it right there. It comes down to, you've got to break it down. There's only three things that can go wrong in a putt.
Mm-hmm.
You misread it, your speed is off, or your stroke is off.
Sure.
He took care of one of those two things, and so now he can focus on the other two. His speed is not bad, so that leaves only one thing to make sure you get right, and that's your line. And once you do that, you're going to start doing what Akshay is doing. Like I said, I believe that I think it's a pretty darn good field there. You've got Rory there, Jordan Spieth there, a few others, Max Homa, Padraig Harrington, Stuart Sink. You've got all these guys playing at the Valero Texas Open, but Rory has tried to set a new philosophy this year. He's played a lot more leading up to Augusta. Hasn't been as successful as he's wanted to be, but here's what he said about looking forward to next week.
I'd like to see a few of those iron shots and wedges go a little bit closer. Again, as I said last night, the miss has went from left the last few weeks to a little bit to the right now, which I'm okay with. You know, it means that, you know, what I'm working on is heading in the right direction. So just tightening that up a little bit. And then I missed a few putts from sort of inside 12 feet as well. I'll try to tidy that up. And if I can do those two things, you know, I think I'll have a good shot.
Well, I think he's taking a different approach to things because what he's been trying has not worked.
Right.
And he is so hungry for his fifth major, and he's really ticked off that Brooks Koepka beat him to five.
Right.
And I've been rewatching as the year progresses. I've been rewatching the Netflix series.
Right.
And boy, you can really see. It's the second time I watch it, but with Rory, the frustration below the surface,
right?
When he's quote unquote off camera, which he really isn't, he is extremely frustrated.
Yeah,
and I think quitting the policy board was a good thing for him because I think he was overwhelmed. I my personal.
I'll tell you what, guys, he doesn't win at the Masters. I don't think he even tops tens.
Well, wow. You know, I don't know. I think he's got to be one of the horses coming in.
He's
I think.
Lost. He went to Butch this week.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't mean you're lost.
You just want to get another set of eyes.
Right.
I think that the odds-on favorites are going to be Scheffler, Rory. Brooks Koepka in there. John Rahm. But with Rory, I think, okay, so what I've done in the past hasn't worked. So let's try something different. And I think that Rory is, you've seen him every tournament he's played in leading into the Masters. He's been around with a few exceptions. But I think he's trying to time it just perfect so he peaks.
Yes.
And that's a hard thing to do. I mean, you look at Olympians, right? Swimmers and runners. Yeah. They're all trying to peak, right, at the time. And I'm even basketball. You know, you get the NBA players.
Rest versus rust.
Right, exactly. So, but it's going to be very, very interesting to see how he does. Again, hits the ball great. He kind of his putting has betrayed him.
I heard something this week, and I can't remember who it was they were talking about, but one of the tour players is playing this week. Because normally he would take off the week before the Masters. And I don't think they were talking about Rory. They were talking about somebody else. I can't remember who it was. But anyway, he said they did some analytics.
Right.
And the analytics showed that when you take a week off, that you don't play, you play better the second week in a row that you played rather than the week that you came back. So there's it would be interesting to be able to see that breakdown on these guys as to how that happens. Rory used to significantly always take the week off before, and now he's playing this week to see if this can make a difference. Jordan Spieth, I think, did it the week before he won at Augusta. Tommy Fleetwood is the one that is the enigma to me. Four under par right now. He's obviously seven shots back, but that doesn't mean anything with two rounds to play. Going for his first PGA Tour victory.
That is absolutely shocking.
When we come back, we'll wrap up the talk of this week in golf, and then we'll get into much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. I want to let you know this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out the new great offer for clients. Get $100 off your first program and free consultation. Check it out at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions or call Bill at 602-230-8581. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to have Bill Ross joining us talking about his Inside the Ropes experience last week, the Ford Championship. We're back on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Suns push for the playoffs.
10 seconds left. Isaiah Thomas is going to dribble it into the forecourt and dribble the rest of the clock out. And the Suns are going to win. Final score, 97-87 here at Footprint Center.
Will the Suns keep a top six spot or fall back into the play-in tournament? Get breaking Suns news and listen to every Suns game on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
The Berg Simpson Law Firm, located right here in Phoenix, Arizona, has a national reputation and a proven track record. If you've been injured, don't leave the important choice of legal representation to just anyone. The Berg Simpson Law Firm has proven results, and you can check for yourself at BergSimpson.com. That's BURGSimpson.com. They're your fighters for justice when the game is on the line. Berg Simpson, good lawyers changing lives. Call 602-777-7000. That's 777-7000. Berg Simpson is responsible for this advertising material.
Dave Burns here with Liberty GMC General Manager Chris Scott. How is it going, Chris?
What's up, Dave? This month is all about trucks at Liberty GMC. Whether you're looking for a CRHD, a half ton, or a Canyon, you won't find better prices on a brand new truck than at Liberty GMC. Save up to $12,000 off the all new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500.
Now is the time to get that new truck before summer. Shop online all the time at LibertyGMCAZ.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
grade.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. I had heard about Bill for years, then happened to be paired with him at one of the Bunker Golf tournaments. I asked him a few questions and shared a shoulder and bicep problem I was having and asked if he could help. He said, sure. We set up a free initial consultation where he designed a specific program for me. Now, I'd been to some of the other mega gyms over the years, but Bill's gym, his program, his staff, and the atmosphere was completely different and unique. The workouts are just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule, and best of all, you get results. I tell my friends, next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I have ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
Paradise.
Again, there is a theme. You go through what you can.
Let's do a quick review.
So the first song was The Fix.
Right.
And you know the song was called
Saved by Zero.
Okay, so the second song was
Three Dog Night.
Okay, and the song was One.
Number.
So, and now we're counting.
Look at
zero,
that.
How one, about two.
Oh. Who goes head of produce here, kids?
Wow. I want to see, well, three dog, well.
We kind of got them both there. We fall off after this.
But. Yeah, I was going to say, I was four.
All right. We've got a guest on there.
All right.
Can we get to it?
Could have done Foreigner 4, but I didn't want to do that.
Yes.
It's too obvious. So, yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Joining us right now from Bill Ross Fitness Solutions is Bill Ross. And first of all, Bill, I've got to tell you, today is day one, pain-free. I don't know what's happened over the last week, but day one, pain-free. And all I can do is thank you.
Well, you didn't see when I sprayed that little magic dust over your head, right?
I'll tell you, if that's the case, keep spraying
it's
it.
It's locked up
I'm
in a vault.
Give up golf. Anyway, speaking of golf, last week you and Kim had the Inside the Ropes experience at the Ford Championship on a beautiful sunny Sunday.
whoa. Back up a second.
Idea of how that experience went.
Well, first of all, it wasn't sunny on Sunday. Not until we got onto the 18th hole. It was a light drizzle, rain, on and off the entire time we got there. But I got to tell you, I am so grateful for the experience that we were lucky enough to get through Bunker to Bunker. Sports fans, it was unbelievable. They treated us like, you know, we were the President of the United States. I mean, it was pretty cool. They did a fantastic job of just taking care of us. And we got to mingle around the players, get into areas that you couldn't get into, and just to share the experience, when we got there, you're not allowed to once you get inside the ropes, you can't take pictures. You really got to just let them play.
Right.
But you get to shake their hands when you get there right before the round begins, and they're really, really nice. And the three gals that we got to play with were super. But I got to tell you real quick. I got an email from Bailey saying, okay, here's the pairings for tomorrow, Saturday night for Sunday. Like, who do you want to walk with? And it was a killer because my three favorites are Lydia Ko, Nelly Korda, and, of course, Lexi Thompson. And I like them all. And there's little stories about each one of them. But I thought, well, hey, if Lydia wins, this will be the one that gets her into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So I thought, let's walk with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody knows just how awesome these girls are. But I got to share this really two really interesting things that we saw. And of course, it's all about Lydia because she's just on a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the, I don't remember what hole, the fourth hole or something like that. She hits a pretty long drive, but it's off by the houses on the side of a hill in the little gravelly dirt area. And, of course, it's a par five, and there's water and bunkers between her and the green. And any normal human being would just obviously hit an iron short of the water. And we're watching, and next thing you know, she's pulling out her three-wood, choking down, the ball's on the side of a hill, and no big deal. She just puts it on the green from there. Two putts, gets her birdie, and she just remained patient all day. She didn't putt like she normally putts, but anyway, we get to the 18th hole, and she puts her drive into the fairway bunker,
mm-hmm.
and again, she's about 2 1/4 out. Or so. It's a little uphill to the green, as you guys know. You played there.
Yep.
And a little bit into the wind. Fortunately, the rain had stopped. But, I mean, it's a long poke. And what does she do? Well, she pulls out her three-wood. Proceeds on knock it right in the middle of the green. Two-putt birdie. No big deal. And it was just fascinating. And then after the round, we're just kind of standing around figuring out what we want to do next and getting ready to go home, and it's kind of been a long day. And kind of just watching Lydia from the side, she reaches into her bag, pulls out some balls, and starts signing them.
Mm.
And before we could leave, she's like, hey, no, don't go here. Well, these are for you. And she was so gracious and so humbled. Just whether it's an act, I don't care, but she sold it. It was an awesome experience. So anybody who ever gets a chance to go and those VIP tickets, oh, my God, they were amazing. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Bunker to Bunker, and thanks to the LPGA. It was an awesome experience.
Well, and the only way you get that experience is to go to BunkerGolf.com and sign up. And like the people that were there on Saturday, Teresa Clark,
She did Saturday.
Therese Smith, sorry, on Saturday, and they were out there, and they got the better end of the draw with the weather, no doubt about it. But I'm glad that the weather kind of semi-cooperated and it wasn't a downpour. I feel so bad for the ladies because they had a lousy week of weather last week. They've not had a real good week of weather up in Vegas, but it's something else.
So, Bill, let me ask you this. I love watching the tour players, both men and lady, hit practice balls because I try to get a little of their action through osmosis. I hope it'll permeate in my golf. What if you could look back and think about it, what is maybe one or two things you learned that you can apply to your golf game by walking inside the ropes and watching the tour players up close like that?
Well, they generate so much power. They create, I think they're better at creating more lag than the men, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Athahara Munoz do her practice routine. And, you know, we're all trying to get that swoosh, if you will, mm-hmm. after the ball. And hers is like 4 feet past the ball,
right.
You know, her practice swing. And then she just steps up and hits it. It's crazy. You know, I definitely, it was so funny because I played with Greg the other day when we were, I didn't have much time to warm up, but the first thing I did when I got a club in my hand was trying to mimic what I watched. I don't know how to explain it, but they have tremendous flexibility. But the other thing I want to say is Lydia Ko and Atahara are a little taller than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some gals out there that are a lot shorter than I thought.
Right.
That's what I noticed.
You know,
yeah,
they're like not even 5 feet tall.
Right.
A big portion of them. And they just wail away at it, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Bill...
And the ball flights, they're almost... All their ball flights seem to be the same, kind of a low, mm-hmm. penetrating, right. small draw.
Yeah.
And... almost on every tee shot, when they're hitting drivers, they're all within 5 or 10 yards of each other. They're just machines when it comes out there. I think, honestly, I think they're more consistent on the ball striking than the men.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, but I think the men get them on the putting.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thanks for joining us and sharing your experience with our listeners and just putting it in their face that they should get out there and try and get inside the ropes. With the VIPs, we did it at the WM Phoenix Open. We did it here for the Seville, for the Ford Championship.
I think we did it for the seniors too, boss, right?
And yeah, we'll be doing it for the Schwab Cup, so that'll be the next opportunity to be able to walk inside the ropes with the pros.
Yeah.
But thanks.
Well, I definitely, you know, from my perspective, I'm not into big crowds anymore.
Yeah.
So the women's are probably my more favorite than the seniors are the second. I'd rather just watch the other guys on TV.
Yeah, no doubt.
To be honest with you.
Well, thanks for joining us, and I'll see you Monday morning.
Hey, and hopefully we get some more people out there to Augusta Ranch for the next Bunker to Bunker tournament.
It's pretty close to sold out. We've still got some spots left, and you're exactly right. It's coming up very soon.
And, yeah, for those people that haven't played that and they think, oh, it's not a full course, it is a blast.
Yeah.
It is a great short course. It's not like a par 3 thing. It's fun. It's just a fun course to play.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks,
Bill.
Right.
Quite the enjoyment.
Thanks.
All right,
buddy.
All right. So, April 13th is your next stop on the Bunker Tour at Augusta
Ranch.
Next week, you're going to want to make sure that you stay tuned for more details in the second hour. But we want to let you know a special thanks to our partners at the LPGA and to Tim Hovick and the Ford team and KCC for hosting the tourney, the Ford Championship. Special thanks to Patrick Brophy and his team at Seville Country Club and for having us and having the golf course in fantastic shape, and for our Shady Ray partners who outfitted our team with the Green Wolf sunglasses. All right, when we come back, we've got, I think it might be time for a golf tip of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Just so we kind of stay on the rails.
That's right.
You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show for over 34 years. We've been bringing it to you live right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Do you have a favorite youth sports coach who represents the best in sportsmanship and competition? Text COACH to 620-620. Tell us about a coach who deserves recognition for all they do, and they could win a $500 Visa gift card. Text the word COACH to 620-620. Message and data rates may apply.
Sanderson Ford is Arizona's largest Ford dealership. They're also number one in both sales and complete customer satisfaction. This is truly Sanderson Ford country, and people are singing their praises.
Across the Creed Desert,
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez.
To where the mountains touch the sky.
Owner Sanderson Ford, David Kimmerly.
This is Sanderson Ford Country.
Owner of Rosie on the House, Rosie Romero.
Where Arizona's pride.
92.3 KTAR News Talk host Mike Broomhead.
Sanderson Ford Country.
98.7 Arizona Sports host John Gambadoro.
Built on serving you.
102.5 KNIX Country host Tim Hattrick, a.k.a. Johnny Maverick.
Four.
Mix 96.9 host Priscilla Ornelas.
Satisfaction in somebody's
man. Sanderson Ford General Manager Mark Widow.
For Arizona Pride.
This is Sanderson Ford Country.
sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then, a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience, and happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience only at Putting World's Bar 19.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/My Lowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Tommy Two-Tone, 867-5309. You got a lot of numbers in that one, CQ.
Tried to get them all there.
Yeah.
I see the song is called Jenny, 867.
Tommy Two-Tone though, right?
Exactly.
You remember as a kid dialing the number 867-5309?
Can you imagine having that number when this thing came out?
God.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Before we were visiting with Bill Ross, who we just finished up with, we were recapping this week in the world of golf. They are playing the T-Mobile match play up in Las Vegas area at Shadow Creek. Interestingly enough, it was a new format this year. They had 96 players start playing on Wednesday. They played 36 holes and then cut to the low 32 in ties. And then those played yesterday,
right,
to be able to get to the top eight players, and the top eight players are getting ready to tee off. Moria Jutanagarn snuck in by winning a playoff for the final spot. There were four players tied at two over par. Moria Jutanagarn with Hey Run You, Yuka Sasso, and Brooke Henderson. And Brooke was in the thick of it and mm-hmm. then just made a bonkers on a hole and ended up falling back to about three over par, fought her way back to get into the playoff. but made three pars on the playoff holes where Moria made par-par and birdie on the hole to get in.
Is that your guys' new best friend, Brooke Henderson? Is it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so.
And I'm telling you, she looked taller on TV than she does in person.
Yes, yes.
It's hilarious.
Bill was talking about how gracious the ladies were. You know, I asked Brooke for a picture on Wednesday for a friend of mine, and I sent it to him.
Jim Hill.
And I sent it to him. I was kind of like, nah, because this is his favorite player. And then we saw Brooke in player dining on Saturday morning before our show started, and went up to her and said, hey, Brooke, Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so she goes, I said, could you take a picture with my co-host? So we got a picture of her and Greg. But what, I mean, just so gracious. You know, we're interrupting her breakfast, even though she was standing in the line waiting for her omelet.
Yeah, but, she was waiting for you.
But you know what else, Greg? In this match play, guess who else is in the match play? Made the match play eight. Nellie
Scotty Scheffler.
Nellie Korda is in there. So the matches right now that are getting ready to go out, Leona McGuire and Moria Jutanagarn are the first group out. Rose Zhang and Se-Young Kim are the next group out. Minami Katsu is playing Naren An in the third out. And Angel Yin, coming off ankle injury, is playing Nellie Korda, the final group out in that match play. They'll play 36 holes today. They're playing the quarterfinals this morning. They'll play the semifinals this afternoon. And they'll play the finals tomorrow. So can Nellie pull four in a row off? They are playing a huge event, and this is getting so much media coverage, which is, in my opinion, well overdue.
Yes.
But they are playing the Augusta National Women's Amateur for the fifth. This is the fifth year that they're playing it. And quite a star-studded cast and some really, really good players that missed the cut by one shot is absolutely remarkable to see. But you've got right now at the top. Before we do that, Minji Lee was in the field at Las Vegas.
Right.
And unfortunately just missed by a couple shots of making it to the match play. But her brother Minwoo Lee was there to support
her. The chef.
Yeah, the chef. And obviously since he wasn't playing the PGA Tour this week, he decided to follow his sister. And here's what he had to say following his sister.
A little bit. Not as much as everyone thinks. I was, you know, when I was younger, I didn't really practice. I only annoyed her. So she never wanted me close when we were practicing. And, you know, I would just try to nag her so much and she would get mad. So more competitive now with, like, wins and stuff like that. Who's got the last win, Etika? So, but it's cool to have a sister that's really good at golf and motivates me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, and I can hardly wait for the day that we can say a brother and a sister won
right
on the tours in the same weekend. That would be pretty cool. So they are playing the Augusta Women's Amateur, where right now Lottie Woad is your leader at 5 under par. Lottie plays out of Florida State University. She's a sophomore there, and it's her second Augusta National Women's Amateur. So she's in the lead, has a two-shot lead right now over 16-year-old,
right,
playing in her second Augusta National Women's Amateur, and that is Gianna Clemente, 16 years old. She's a 2023 Girls Junior PGA Champion. It's her second time there. She competed in the drive, chip, and putt national finals and finished seventh.
So she knows the course.
Yep, in the age 7 and 9 group. She also won the girls junior. She won the girls junior PGA championship. She was a part of the U.S. She won the U.S. amateur four ball. And was a part of the junior teams for the Junior Solheim Cup in Spain and the Junior Ryder Cup in Italy. So she's two shots back, along with Maisie Filler, who Maisie, University of Florida, not Florida State University, but University of Florida, senior playing in her second Augusta National. And so that's some of your players that are there.
Well, Greg, this has been remarkable golf to watch. And the first two rounds were at Champions Gate in Augusta. And then they took a day off.
Yeah.
And what that day off was so the entire field could play a practice round at Augusta National.
And they had a new wrinkle this year. They let them play the par three as well.
Right, right. So, and now the ladies that made the cut are playing the final round at Augusta National. But, you know, we talked a little bit about it off air, but Augusta National, the Green Jackets, you know, everybody, the whole, you know, saying we're going to grow the game. Well, Augusta National has really put their money where their mouth is in this Augusta National Women's Amateur, and all the money that they're pumping into events, the allowing players from other countries to qualify, and even going so far as to give special invitations to players that they want in the field that are playing well that might not necessarily be on a tour that can get points to get them in. So hats off to you, Augusta National. But let me also say this. Champions Gate is no rollover. I've played the golf course. It is phenomenal. It's a great golf course. It certainly is in the shadows of Augusta National as far as recognizability. But the scores, and we talked about this, about the Ford Championship. The scores on the first round, there was so much red on the board, meaning under par.
Oh, yeah.
But then Champions Gate said, not so fast, ladies. And the win came up. Anna Darling, who was leading the tournament, or Hannah Darling, excuse me, she shot 66 first round, 77 in the second round. So it really, there's a lot of variation in the scores because of the weather conditions. But one thing I do have to congratulate and also say sorrily is that Ashley Minnie out of ASU and Surprise Arizona and I think Xavier High School was playing pretty well. But the win came up on Ashley. She shot rounds of, 69. So she's right in the thick of things. And then on Thursday, shot 79 to miss by a stroke.
Yeah, what a bummer that is. Well, here's what Lottie Wode had to say about getting ready to play on Saturday.
Yeah, just in the practice round, making sure I have right lines of the tee, you know, to practice on the greens, some chips. Playing it last year definitely helps, so I know what to expect. But it's just going to be really cool to play Augusta again tomorrow.
Augusta.
It's funny, though, when that sound bit starts, she sounds like she's from America. And then as she goes in, she kind of lapses back. She's from England and plays at Florida State. But it was like the tale of two accents on that one.
Yeah, no, that's very true. So, all right, when we come back, we are going to talk. We're going to make the turn.
Got to have tip of the week, too.
Then we're going to have a tip of the week.
Frankly, you guys talk too much.
And we'll save that exhibition tour recap for the second hour.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We've got so much more going on. You've got to make sure you stay tuned to us. We've got Scott Wood from the Ford Championship going to be calling in to give us a quick little recap on the Ford Championship. And we're going to start our Masters preview talk. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you live for 34 years, the longest golf talk show in the valley. And we bring it to you every Saturday morning on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Sons speak to a basketball team. They just don't have that special energy about them because they all feel like we are part of something that we're going to be talking about the rest of our lives. They don't feel like that. They don't give off that energy. I'm not saying I know anything, but this is what it looks like to me as somebody have seen those teams that are connected. So I hope there's a happy ending for this basketball team, because if there's not, it won't just be a failed season. We might be looking back at much more regrets than that.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Everyone seems to be jumping on board with Shady Rays. We're all wearing the Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses this week at the LPGA Ford Championship. Bunker players, listeners, and a lot of spectators all noticed. Shady Rays is Bunker to Bunker's preferred polarized full UV protection eyewear that carries 100% satisfaction guarantee. You break them, they replace them. You lose them, they replace them. The Green Wolf sunglasses are built specifically for golfers with new styles being released every week. In all styles, too, not just the Green Wolf. They bring your game into high def. Trust me, it's a whole new way to play the game. Don't forget, check them out at Bunker to Bunker Special on the Bunker to Bunker website. Get 30% off when you use the promo code B2B online at ShadyRays.com or at the Kierlin Commons store in Scottsdale. Come join the Shady Rays team today.
We're a two Ford family. Yep, Paul Calvese here. In fact, Ford has been part of our family for generations. Built Ford proud dates back more than a century in this country. And the future, it is here at our Desert Ford dealers. Like those F-Series trucks, built Ford tough. And the all-new 2024 F-150 with the all-new interior and exterior is designed to be the most rugged, dependable, and productive ever. No workbench, no outlet, no problem. With Pro Power on board and that convenient work service, the F-150 has you covered. SUVs, there's the Ford Bronco Sport with five available trims, the Ford Explorer with all the advanced tech, plus three-row seating that folds down for tons of cargo room, and you gotta love how there's a powertrain for everyone. Gas, hybrid, electric, like that 2024 Ford Mustang Mach-E. 100% electric, 100% SUV with sports car performance and zero tailpipe emissions. Bottom line, get to our Desert Ford dealers and see how a new Ford fits your future at buyfordnow.com.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Say it with me, Basinonians. It's the Big Spring Refresh at Brooklyn Betting. Now through April 9th, you can get 30% off everything in-store and online. That's right, I said it, 30% off everything. So here's what you do. You log on to BrooklynBetting.com or head on over to one of Brooklyn Betting's 14 Basin locations, and you tell them Wolf sent you, and you get 30% off everything. And remember, shipping is always free. It's the Big Spring Refresh at Brooklyn Betting. Arizona built for America's dreams.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Queen, another one bites the dust.
Let's go.
What is this number?
Is this Don McLean with American Pie? Is that a food song? Another one bites the dust. Holy mackerel.
It's early.
Greg, talk to your co-host, please. Now.
The only good part about it is, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Is I need to know, what time is it?
It is time for the always informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week. Pre-master styles.
All right. This week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. So I forgot to cross out last week's and put in this week's tip, but I've got this week's tip is 5 shots, 1 swing.
What's the quote, though?
Oh, you want to know the quote?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you that.
All right.
But don't answer it yet.
Okay.
All right.
You threw me off.
We're out of sequence here.
Yeah. The last year's champion serves as the host. He chooses the menu and picks up the tab. When I discovered the cost of the dinner was more than the prize money, I finished second four times.
So we're wondering who said that, but don't answer yet.
But don't answer
but
yet.
Don't answer yet.
All right, so what's the tip, Greg?
All right, so let's try this again. Take two.
Take two.
This week's tip of the week is five shots, one swing.
Five shots, one swing. A slow rip.
Wow, that was pretty good.
We try to vary things up a little bit.
So it's really amazing when you ask somebody, how do you hook a shot? How do you fade a shot? How do you hit it high? How do you hit it low? How do you hit it straight? And the answers are all over the map.
Yes.
As far as how somebody does it. Well, I'm going to help you out right now and tell you. You are going to have one swing, and I'm going to teach you how to hit five different shots.
Thus, five shots, one swing.
Very good. Yeah, you're on top of your game.
He's listening, kids.
All right, so doesn't matter whether you're right-handed or left-handed.
Okay.
When you get up to the golf ball and you want to draw the ball, aim a little bit to the right of your target and close the club face back toward the target line. And then just make your normal golf swing on the path of the way you are aligned. That is going to make the golf ball come off with a right-to-left spin for a righty, left-to-right spin for a lefty, and it's going to draw the ball back in towards your target line. Well, why would you want to do that? Well, you might want a little extra roll out of a shot. You might be more of a shaper of the golf ball, and so you want to hit it that way. All right, so that's one. You want to fade the ball?
Yes.
Aim a little bit to the left of your target. Square the club face up to your target line, which now is virtually open, and swing down your feet line with your golf club, your normal golf swing. And the golf ball will start out a little bit to the left. It'll have left-to-right side spin for a righty and right-to-left side spin for a lefty. And the ball will fade back into your target. You want to hit it straight? This is the hardest one.
Yes.
You'll line up to your target line. Line the club head up square.
Grip it and swing
the golf club so that the club comes through swinging down your target line and the ball will go straight. So that's three shots, Jim.
Already a good value.
With
one swing, three shots.
Now, you want to hit it high?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to move. Let's say you're hitting a 7-iron okay. And your ball position is maybe 2 inches ahead of the center of your stance. I want you to move it to 4 inches ahead in your stance, and I want you to swing through the golf ball so that when the club gets to the golf ball, it's going to be catching it a little bit more on the upward swing, and the golf ball is going to fly higher in the air. More than likely going to have less spin, so the ball's going to go a little bit further. Jim,
that's four.
Four.
Yes.
Now, for a fifth swing, you want to hit it low?
Okay.
7-iron. Move it about 2 to 3 inches back in your stance from where it would be. And I want you to swing down your target line, keeping that club low through the swing. Rather than swinging a little higher on the upswing to get the ball to go higher, you're going to swing lower and keep the club lower to the ground on the follow-through. That's going to hit the golf ball at a lower trajectory.
Okay.
All right, Jim, that was five shots.
Five shots, one swing.
And that is this week's tip of the week. Brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard, we got you. Okay, who said this, Jim?
Okay.
You can answer now. Last year's champion serves as the host. He chooses the menu and picks up the tab. When I discovered the cost of the dinner was more than the prize money, I finished second four times.
Well, that would be a gentleman who is renowned to have been one of the worst ball strikers, yet transformed himself into one of the best ball strikers ever to grip a golf club, Ben Hogan.
The Hawk.
The Hawk. 9-time major champion, 64 wins on the PGA Tour, and World Golf Hall of Famer in... Or he had 73 professional wins, and World Golf Hall of Famer Ben Hogan.
Well, so I got to tell a little funny story on that.
All right.
But Ben Hogan, in his later years, decided to become an equipment guy and started a company called Ben Hogan Golf Equipment, right?
Makes sense.
Everybody knows it, right? And he was such a perfectionist, I think, like, he approved a design, or he made a design, and they made a whole lot of golf clubs.
Right.
And after the finished product arrived in his office, he didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So they scrapped, like, all these sets of irons.
Wow.
And started all over. That wasn't, back then it was a lot less expensive, but the dollar, you know, didn't go as, you know.
Sure. Just remelted that steel down.
Yeah, exactly. But also an equipment rep, a guy named Jimmy Singer, who's local, told me a great story. So he worked for Ben Hogan, and Ben Hogan with his employees was beloved. Now, he was a little prickly, you know, to a lot of people, but to his employees, they loved him. And he was talking to Jimmy Singer at one of the meetings, and he says to Jimmy, he goes, because he had a secretary. This is back when you called the office, the secretary would pick up, "Hi, may I speak to Mr. Hogan." Well, he got, you know, 1,000 of those calls a day. He goes, "Listen, Jimmy, when you want to get put through right away," and I can't remember her name, but he, you know, the name was said, "you just tell her that you want to speak to Henny Bogan." And that was the secret word to get past the gatekeeper.
Right, Flintstone, exactly.
Yep, so.
Wow, how about that? All right, so we got your golf tip of the week in there.
Yes, we did. That's a good one. High value.
We'll do it.
That was 5 for 1.
5 for 1, no doubt about it. And if you need any help with that, just go see your local PGA professional, and they'll be able to give you some guidance on how to hit
2 minutes before the break.
One swing. All right, the Range Goats are your leaders at the LIV Exhibition Tour in Miami. They have a 5-shot lead over the Legion 13 and a 6-shot lead over the Four Aces. The Range Goats consist of Peter Uihlein, Matthew Wolf. Interesting how well Matthew Wolf's playing with his new team. Bubba Watson.
Change of scenery.
And Thomas Peters. They are leading the field. And leading in the individual side are Peter Uihlein, Taylor Gooch, and Sergio Garcia are all at 5 under par. Dean Burmester, Matthew Wolf, Bubba Watson, and Sam Vincent are all at 4 under par. John Rahm, who was tied for the lead for a while and then double dipped on the 10th hole, a par 5, is sitting at 3 under par, along with Patrick Reed, Brooks Koepka, Brendan Steele, Mito Pereira, and Caleb Surratt are all at 3 under par.
Nice to hear that Bubba's playing well, although nobody's seen it.
Well, exactly. And it's really nice to see, since he just came through knee surgery back in the fall and is maybe finally healed up, just in time to be able to get ready for next week at Augusta. All right, when we come back, we are going to be talking a little bit more about the recap of what's going on in the world golf. We'll give you an update on the Augusta National Women's Amateur. We'll give you an update on the women's match play and much, much more. And you're going to want to stay tuned at around 8:15. We're going to have Scott Wood joining us right here on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
We brought him in here.
Yeah.
Monty was sitting over there, and he had to answer, and he had to say exactly what the truth is.
Great
he
segment.
Had to.
He has to come in and answer one question from each
if
of us.
There is one question,
truthfully.
That is my question to him. Who's better, in your opinion, Marvin Harrison Jr. or Brian Thomas Jr.? It would tell me so much as to what they're going to do.
I think my question would be, who are you drafting with the 4th pick?
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, it doesn't get any better than playing a great round at an affordable rate at the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. At the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, you get to experience the round of golf in peak conditions. The greens have never been better. Now, check this out. All for the month of April. You can play any afternoon for $69. You can go out at 2:30 in the afternoon if you want and play for $69. You'll have enough daylight to get in your 18 holes. It's the Bunker Special on BunkerGolf.com. It's truly the best value in golf in the valley. And why not, when you're done, head on into V's Tap Room. Have one of the 16 microbrews on tap, as well as don't forget about having one of their wood-fired pizzas. My favorite's the wood-fired pepperoni pizza. The Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia is not only the best golf value in the valley, it is the best in the West. Book your round today.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
Southwest Gas is proud to fuel lives, homes, and businesses. Their commitment to stronger communities extends far beyond the safe and reliable delivery of natural gas. They are actively working to help build a more sustainable future by fueling economic development, offering energy efficiency programs, and giving back to support a better quality of life in the neighborhoods where we live and work. They are here for you. Learn how Southwest Gas is building tomorrow's energy future at swgas.com. Southwest Gas, imagining energy differently.
Vincent Fournier, or as you might know him, Alice Cooper.
I just don't know what I want.
Welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. And right now joining us, and very happy to have this individual join us, the Vice President of LPGA Properties, Scott Woods, joining us. First of all, Scott, we want to thank you totally for an amazing week last week. My family came out and watched us during the Pro-Am, and the lady pros were so engaging with my granddaughters. It was absolutely wonderful. Thank you for that experience. And then, wow, what a week you all had for the inaugural Ford Championship at Seville Country Club.
Yeah, no, thanks for those kind words and having me back on today. It was a special week, and unfortunately Mother Nature played a little role on Sunday, but we couldn't be more happy with how things turned out, and obviously having world number one Nelly Korda take the trophy was truly special.
Yeah, no doubt that was the case. And we watched as, it was a little bit of a battle of attrition basically on Sunday, and who could have the most patience, and the weather semi-cooperated toward the end of the event and kind of broke off, didn't it? So basically, you had world number one win. You had an opportunity for a former world number one have a chance to be able to win and gain access or induction into the LPGA Hall of Fame in Lydia Ko. The field was fantastic. How were the crowds? Were you pleased with the crowds that were out for the week?
Yeah, it was truly a great week. We had great weather leading up till Sunday, but you know, the fans come out and support, which they do every year for LPGA events. And, you know, and it just, yeah, you're right. I mean, it was a stacked leaderboard. And you know, the way our athletes interact with the fans, I think we're just going to keep growing it, and they're going to keep coming back more and more. But, yeah, we were really pleased with how everything turned out. It, obviously, it all came together pretty quickly, but now it's pretty good. Now we got a little more time to plan it, and you know, we're excited. We're excited for what the future holds here for the LPGA.
Well, Scott, it's interesting. You know, we're talking about the weather on Saturday and Sunday, because Saturday got a little gusty, and then Sunday was a little bit wet. But still, Nelly Korda goes out and shoots 69 on Saturday, 65 on Sunday. The runner-up, Ms. Navid, shoots 65, 66. Lee shot 64, 68. So, you know, if we want to talk about the weather, it didn't have a whole lot of effect. Lexi shot 69, 68. So still pretty good.
Yeah, as I've been saying for years and years, working for the LPGA, I mean, these are professional athletes, and right, they're going to come out, and no matter how hard we tune up the golf course or how quote-unquote easy the golf course is, they're going to come out and they're going to tear it up. Yeah. And the cream always rises to the top. And, yeah, I mean, once they get dialed in, you know, I think Nelly said it in her press conference, you know, post-round. She just said, look, I got dialed in, and the weather, I didn't even think about the weather. Mm-hmm. She was just thinking about her next shot. And I think that, you know, one of the things that she's shown this year, now having won three of her, you know, four starts and three in a row, is, you know, the mental capacity for our athletes and for these athletes in general is to just go out and take what's given to them in front of them and let them, sure, let them go and attack the golf course as they, you know, as they've trained to do.
Well, one of the things, as we're speaking with Scott Woods, the VP of LPGA Properties, one of the things that we cannot be remiss, we must speak of this, and that is that this event doesn't happen there without the conditioning to the players to have the ability to play a golf course that was in such magnificent condition. The golf course superintendent and his team out there deserve a lot of credit for what the players had an opportunity to be able to play on. And I heard from several players how they commented that those greens were the best greens that they had played on so far this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard the same thing, too. And it's, you know, during the practice rounds, I like to go out and just kind of talk to a few of the players to see, you know, see what they think of the golf course before we head into the competition rounds. And Stacey Lewis was out on 18 just kind of chipping, and she just said these greens are the best we played on tour this year so far. And, you know, and that's definitely Zach and his team out there at Seville Golf and Country Club definitely dialed up that golf course. They had a short period of time to do it just like we did, and they certainly delivered a world-class golf course for our athletes.
The biggest thing that I heard as well in talking to a few of the ladies as to the difficulty of figuring out how to read the greens, and I kept dropping little hints on Wednesday playing with Grace Kim, just where the mountains are, because you know they don't play in Palm Springs anymore, in Palm Desert anymore, so they don't get a lot of that mountain effect. And so a couple of the putts that I made, I referred to where the mountains were, and she caught on to that. But it sounded like that was the biggest thing, and I'm sure going to a golf course for a first time and learning all the nuances is going to have somewhat of an effect. So what is, we're going to jump ahead to 2025, what is the plan? Have you started a conversation yet with Seville of going back there? Has the LPGA finally realized that they do need to have a golf event here in Arizona? What can you tell our listeners?
Yeah, no, definitely. I tell you, we jump right into it Monday morning with everyone. There's a lot that we need to work through right now, and we've started conversations with Ford. We've started conversations with KCC and Seville about 2025. So A lot of good stuff to come here in the next, I'd say, month or two right now. But when you have a successful week like we had last week, it just everybody's super excited to get right back to the to the planning table and to get this thing locked in long term. So we can give the fans of the Valley, the LPGA, and do it for a long time and really start to grow something big here.
Scott, are you at the match play? Because you got a bunch of happy birds behind you.
I'm actually, guys, I'm being a dad this morning, so I'm at soccer. So I.
Oh, nice.
So.
Well, I've just got to share with you one final note here, and it's really interesting to me that after we played in the Pro-Am, and you know how we promote the LPGA and how much these ladies get it and how engaging they are, and our ladies were very engaging, but to be able to get a picture with Brooke Henderson and with Lexi Thompson, and could not have been more gracious of individuals. I have just been, even into this week, the tournament's already been over, and even into this week, I've just been in absolute awe. And I mean, I'm a 65-year-old man, and I was in awe. I don't let celebrities get in my head. But these ladies, it's remarkable how much of a lasting impression they've made to be able to experience it firsthand like we did the week before last. And I can't emphasize enough to our listeners that the ladies get it. And you need to go out there, and when they're in town or you have a chance to be able to watch them, they're super engaging, and what you're seeing is for real. It's not an act with them, and that is just a fine tribute to what goes on the LPGA, Scott. So thank you very much for all you do for us.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and you're right. I mean, our athletes get it. They understand that it's sponsor and fan driven. That they get to chase their dreams, and it does come naturally for them. It's Brooke is, I mean, undoubtedly one of the best people that I've ever met on tour, and her sister Brittany, that's been on her back since day one, and I mean, just goes down the line, and it's Nelly stopping to sign for fans coming off of 18 when it's got a little drizzle still, and I mean, that's just what they do, and they understand the dynamics of what it takes to put on a pro tour event and to be able to run a successful tour. So it makes our job a lot easier when you have athletes like that get it and that want to put in the time for the fans and for the sponsors.
All right. Well, Scott, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the updates of what's going to happen with the Ford Championship. And more to come on that in the coming weeks, coming months. And before you know it,
yeah,
we'll be right back at it again. Thanks for joining us, and have a good planning session.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for having me back on.
Thanks, Scott. Right.
That's Scott Wood joining us. When we come back, we've got to get into the Augusta National Women's Amateur update as well as the LPGA update. An interesting story of a caddy for a player in the event that is a player.
Yeah.
And is taking the week off to be able to caddy. So kind of interesting. And then for the second year in a row, the same player has fallen on the fate of missing the cut by one shot. And we'll tell you why when we come back on Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you live for over 34 years right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
Boxes were checked last night. Assists? Check. Three-point attempts? Check. Defense? Check.
They won that three-point battle by
33 points. Now, you're not going to win it like that every night. That's the thing where you go, okay, that I don't know if that is sustainable, but the number of attempts was where it needed to be. The sharing of the basketball was where it needed to be. The defense was very, very good. There were stretches last night where I thought the defense was excellent by the Phoenix Suns. They hit benchmarks last night.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Phoenix, it's your time to shine. The 2024 NCAA Men's Final Four is coming to the Valley. Mark your calendars from April 5th to the 8th. Invite your friends and get ready for all the college basketball action.
Yes, the games will be madness, but there's so much more for fans to do. To see the full calendar of events, go to NCAA.com/Men's Final Four. Game on, Phoenix.
Sanderson Ford is Arizona's largest Ford dealership. They're also number one in both sales and complete customer satisfaction. This is truly Sanderson Ford country, and people are singing their praises.
Across the green desert.
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez.
To where the mountains touch the sky.
Owner Sanderson Ford, David Kimmerly.
This is Sanderson Ford country.
Owner of Rosie on the House, Rosie Romero.
Where Arizona is pride.
92.3 KTAR News Tacos, Mike Broomhead.
Sanderson Ford Country.
98.7 Arizona sports host John Gambadoro.
Built on serving you.
102.5 KNIX country host Tim Hattrick, a.k.a. Johnny Maverick.
Sanderson Ford.
Mix 96.9 host Priscilla Ornelas.
Satisfaction in somebody's
bed. Sanderson Ford general manager Mark Widar.
For Arizona pride.
This is Sanderson Ford Country.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Looking for the perfect destination to perfect your putting? Welcome to Putting World, the ultimate 18-hole indoor putting course designed to delight golf enthusiasts of all levels. Immerse yourself in the art of putting as you navigate our greens. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or a curious beginner, Putting World promises an unforgettable experience for everyone. Swing by today and elevate your golf game to new heights. Visit us at Scottsdale Promenade or learn more at puttingworld.com.
How would you like to save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure at the Schwartz Laser Eye Center? Yes, $1,000 off. I know many of you have at the very least thought about LASIK surgery. You would love to reduce or even eliminate your need for eyeglasses, contact lenses, and even readers. You just want to be able to see the way you used to see. Trust me, I get it. That was me. Now, many of you already know that Dr. Schwartz did LASIK surgery on my eyes 15 years ago when I was 42, and how my vision, even today, has never been better. I can honestly tell you, having been associated with the Schwartz Laser Eye Center for about 20 years, that he has never had an offer this good. $1,000 off your LASIK procedure when you book now through the end of March. This is truly a limited time offer, so take advantage and have that LASIK surgery done by the Team Eye Doctor of your Suns, D-backs, and Coyotes. Just text GAMBO to 62620. That's GAMBO to 62620 for this truly special offer, or go online at schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO. That's schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO.
And data rates may apply.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I want to remind our listeners about the Spring Fling Tournament at Augusta Ranch coming up next Saturday. We still have a few spots open. Don't miss out. You're going to want to get signed up today. Go to BunkerGolf.com and sign up. It's $105 per player for the two-person scramble. That includes lunch, warm-up on Augusta Ranch's Top Tracer range, tons of prizes, and a bounce-back round of golf. And the proceeds from our mulligan drawing event will benefit PGA Hope. You can't beat it. It's open to the public, and space is limited, so sign up today at BunkerGolf.com. All right, so as we've been all over the place today, they are playing the Augusta National Women's Open, or Amateur, where Lottie Woad maintains her lead. She's got a two-shot lead right now. got in a little tree trouble right off the bat on the first hole, but was able to sneak away with a par there, and then birdied the par 5 second hole. And so she's sitting at 6 under par, followed by Bailey Shoemaker at 4 under par, and Macy Filler at 4 under par as well. Ingrid Lindblad, your number one player in the world, amateur player in the world, is 2 under through 4 holes, 1 under on her round today, 2 under for the tournament. And then interesting name on here is a young lady by the name of Rachel Keene. She's out of Wake Forest, playing in the Augusta National Women's Amateur for the 4th time. And in 2022, she advanced to the final round and birdied 4 of her first 7 holes to shoot 69 and finish 7th. Well, anyway, she's playing there, and her caddy is a regular tour player on the DP World Tour, right, and brother to Matthew Fitzpatrick, and that is Alex Fitzpatrick, is on the bag for Rachel at the Augusta National Women's Amateur. And this is what Rachel had to say in looking ahead in playing at the Augusta National Women's Amateur.
Well, I mean, I think this is a week that everyone has circled on their calendar every year. So to get the opportunity to tee it up against, you know, the 75 best players in the world, I think is something you never take for granted. But especially at, you know, 2 incredible venues. Champions Retreat is great in its own way. And obviously Augusta National has so much history within the golfing community. So anytime you get a chance to tee it up there, I just think it's something that you just get to soak it in, and definitely really excited to be back this year.
Out of Asheville, North Carolina.
Yep. Her mother is Brenda Corey Keene. She is a multiple-time Curtis Cup player and actually had the winning point for the U.S. side in the Curtis Cup in 1998.
Wow, how about that? Yeah. So, interestingly enough, a player that, if I'm not mistaken, is a former champion, Anna Davis.
Yes. 2 years ago, she won as a 16-year-old.
Yes, yeah. She wins as a 16-year-old, but she's been snake-bitten the last 2 years by penalties. Last year, she received a 4-shot penalty. They were playing lift, clean, and place, but on the rules sheet, it said in the closely mown areas, which is the fairway, so not in the rough. She picked her ball up twice and cleaned it in the rough. Yes. And got a 4-shot penalty and missed the cut by 1 shot. Well, then, lo and behold,
this year,
she's playing along, and she was assessed a 1-stroke penalty for violation of the tournament's pace of play policy. Her group, which included Lottie Wode and Maria Jose Marin, were notified that they were out of position multiple times during their second round. While timed, Davis received her first bad time after playing her second stroke on the 5th hole, and received a second bad time following her second stroke on the 17th hole. She was subsequently assessed a 1-stroke penalty, which was applied on the 17th hole. The penalty led to a 6-over par 78. Well, that didn't lead to it, but anyway, ended up shooting 78 and finished at 4-over par. Four over, 2-day total, missing the cut by 1 shot.
Oh, boy.
Here's what Anna Davis had to say about being a 16-year-old and hoping to get her form back. Well, you better do something before you get your form back, and that's learn how to play faster.
I don't know. I mean, that's always the goal when you're playing this tournament, is just to make it to that last day and play in front of that crowd. And I think that's kind of what keeps you going, and that's your motivation all week. And I mean, I'm very excited to hopefully be playing on that third day and just be in front of those people. And I mean, it's such an electric crowd and just such an electric tournament. So very exciting.
Well, I find it very interesting also that, you know, the Masters green jackets, as I always call them, they do not show very much bias. They showed a little bias in ruling on Tiger Woods a couple years ago, but I'm not going to say that.
No favoritism. Yeah.
But it's interesting that, you know, they warned her. Anna Davis, a previous champion of the Augusta Women's Amateur, and she got slapped with a penalty on 17. Now, it's interesting also that they actually singled her out because Lottie Ward, who or Wode, who is playing with her, did not get assessed a penalty. So she was the reason for the slow play.
I wonder if the other players kind of said, hey, can you help her pick it up a little bit?
The players wouldn't do that, but there might have been something. You know, but the group was assessed two warnings.
Right, that's right. What I mean.
And
yeah.
So when they do that, what they do is focus on who's taking the times.
Exactly.
And they have a matrix of how long, when it's your turn to hit, you have to hit the ball.
Sure.
So she violated, and three strikes, you're out, and they knocked over the penalty. She missed
any
the cut.
Any chance the warnings fluster a player?
I think so. Okay. Sure. No. Nobody wants to get told that you're doing something wrong. But it's unfortunate she misses the cut by one back to back years because of penalties. I hope Anna will start paying attention to the players sheet a little bit more stringently.
Yeah, that is something that is kind of necessary, and she'll be back next year. She's only 17 years old, so she'll be back probably again next year.
Freshman at Alabama.
No, Auburn.
Oh, I thought she said Alabama.
Let's see. I'm going to check.
I think her brother's at Auburn, her twin brother. I'm not sure.
All right. So let's see. On the match play front, on the LPGA at the T-Mobile match play.
Davis is at Auburn.
Leona McGuire is two up through three holes. Rose Zhang is three up, or I'm sorry, Se-Young Kim is three up on Rose Zhang through three holes. That's not good.
No, not good at all.
Minami Katsu and Naren An are tied through two holes. And Nelly Korda is one up through two holes on Angel Yin.
So, again... the Ford Championship at Seville, the ladies Augusta National Women's Amateur at Augusta National, and now to play Shadow Creek in Las Vegas.
Right.
I mean, women's golf has got some great venues in the, this week and in recent weeks. So.
All right. Well, speaking of great golf courses in the Augusta area and the Augusta National Women's Amateur going on at Augusta National Gym. It is time for us to get into some Masters conversation.
Yes. It's so cool getting to watch the Ladies Amateur because it's at Augusta. You're getting to see some of the changes. You're seeing the golf course. It's really cool. So you can watch it. It's great.
So my first question, dude, before I get into some Masters memories, what's more important, driving distance or putting?
Well, now when you say driving distance, are you talking about, 320 versus 290, or are you talking about, 340 versus 240? I think that relative, the long knockers have a slight advantage, but I'll tell you what.
How many times Bryson DeChambeau won there?
Exactly. But what I was going to say is, you look at Zach Johnson's win, he never hit a par 5 in 3, or excuse me, in 2. He was always playing with his wedge.
On purpose.
Right. So I think that at Augusta National, and it's funny because great putters don't necessarily win at Augusta National. Guys who have a great putting week win at Augusta National.
So what do you say?
I say putting.
All right, very good. 67% of the people polled said putting was more important than driving distance.
Yep.
And it's interesting because there are only certain spots on the golf course where you've got to carry that spot to be able to receive that extra oomph.
Mm-hmm.
If, like example on number one, if you hit it in that upslope of you're dead. You're never gonna get there. But if you carry it to the top of that hill, now you're gonna get a little bit of run out of the golf ball, and it's gonna make the golf course play a little shorter.
And it's funny because at Augusta, there really is no rough to speak of.
Right.
And it just
the pine straw a little bit.
Well, yeah, the pine straw makes it a little dodgy, but. You'd think the long knockers would just take it apart, hit it hard, and go find it and hit it again. But Augusta National, they move trees for strategic reasons.
Exactly.
I mean, they are so.
Exactly. All right, when we come back, we're going to jump into some Masters memories and get some predictions. Right, I want you to write down four names, Jim.
Okay.
so that we can discuss, and it doesn't matter who they are, for who you think are going to be your best foursome for winning and having the best total score or winning the Masters.
All right.
All right, that's what we're going to do next right here on Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show will be back right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, after this.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
He has Chop Robinson, would be a great fit for the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow. I think he can get to the pass, or I think he's one of these guys who's not going to be a finesse guy, not going to be necessarily a big technique guy. He's going to be a just, I'm better than you guy, run you over guy. He can beat you with the bull, and you know he can beat you with the bull. And he will go ahead and try to establish the fact when he plays against you, here comes the bull, and what are you going to do about it?
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Jim, what time is it? It's not time for the golf tip of the week, I'll tell you that. It's time for you to get back into Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Absolutely. Bill Ross Fitness Solutions is a game changer. I'm telling you, you would not believe every day how much I wake up in pain, and I told Bill all I want to do is not be in pain. Well, I don't know what we did, sprinkled magic dust on me or whatever yesterday, but today I woke up, I was not stiff, I felt great, I feel wonderful. And I can only attribute it to the 30-minute workouts I do with Bill and his team there at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. I do it 3 days a week. You can become a part of the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution. It's really easy. Just give Bill a call at 602-230-8581 and get your free consultation. And all new people, your initial month is going to be $100 off. I'm telling you, if you want to invest in something, invest in yourself, and this is a great way to do it. Go check Bill out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or give him that call at 602-230-8581 today.
Hey, it's Gambo, and I'm with Stuart Willis, the president of Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax. Stuart, there's a lot of people out there listening right now like me. They've been putting money away into a 401k for decades, 10 years, 20 years, nearing retirement. And I think most people understand that if you keep your money in a 401k with your current company after you retire, your options are very limited. How can Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax help those people with their 401ks?
Once you're retired, we have tons of options. We can roll it to an IRA. We can do Roth conversions. Tons of very advanced planning, and you can also make sure it's professionally managed. But the good news, Gambo, is that you don't have to wait till you're retired. If you're 59 and a half or older, you may have options to roll it over into an IRA now and have it professionally managed by Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax.
So if you have questions about what to do with your 401k in retirement, call Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax at 602-877-PLAN or go to AssetPreservationWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call
623-388-3008.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Timmy, everybody, great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3H test versus API SP test limits.
I'm attorney Dwayne Cates from 1-800-NO-CUFFS. If you're arrested for a DUI, call 1-800-NO-CUFFS and talk to an actual DUI attorney. Please call 1-800-NO-CUFFS because no one looks good in handcuffs. unless you're into that sort of thing. 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
On April 29th, the Diamondbacks host Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Dodgers at Chase Field for a three-game series. Secure your tickets now at dbacks.com.
Following our number theme.
Where's the number then?
8 days. But see, what screwed me up on the other thing is I thought CQ was going in sequential order. So I do have a little bit of a mistake.
I'm not that kind of magician, but I can try. So.
Well, it is time for some more Masters memories as we get ready. Did you write down your four players?
I did.
Yeah. All right. I've got to write mine down here.
I got a feeling we're going to have at least one common player.
I don't think so.
Let's see. Yeah, we probably will.
I tried to think outside the box a little
bit. So I'll lead off. All right.
Do you want to do that first before we do our Masters memories?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so going into the Masters, it's going to be very, very interesting because you've got, 14 LIV golfers that are qualified and going to be there. And, Greg, you know what? I will agree with you on one thing. Watching the LIV players play and seeing their results, I personally don't know how that translates versus a PGA Tour field. I really don't. It's going to be a mystery. But, you know, you want my four players, and I've got to go. I'm going chalk. Scottie Scheffler at plus 500.
All right.
I have a funny feeling this just might be Rory McIlroy's year. Yeah, I have a feeling. Ben Crenshaw. But Rory McIlroy's plus 1,000, pretty solid bet. But the odds makers are so bad at getting golf right, it's not even funny. Yeah. And then John Rahm at plus 13, a LIV guy. Mm-hmm. And then Brooks Koepka at plus 2,100, a LIV guy. So I'm going with two PGA Tour players and two LIV guys.
That's your four guys?
That's my four guys.
Well, my four guys... CQ, what are your four guys?
Okay, so I'm going to do it this way. I think Justin Thomas will top five.
All right.
Justin Thomas won't make the cut.
Okay. Jordan Spieth is going to contend.
All right.
Wyndham Clark is my dark horse.
All right.
And watch out for a guy that tied for second last year, one Phil Mickelson.
Oh, my. Wow. Another LIV guy.
He tied for second last week.
I think it's really interesting you call the defending U.S. Open champion, Wyndham Clark,
a dark horse.
I really do.
Yeah. All right.
Greg?
My picks are...
Mm-hmm. And these are the right ones.
And Greg, this is very difficult.
I can't believe you didn't think about Scheffler.
This is very difficult to
it's
do.
Too obvious. Yeah.
Is to defend your Masters.
That's true.
And I've got John Rahm.
Okay. He's going to defend, you think?
I think he's going to have a chance to defend. I've got Rory McIlroy. I believe that what he's doing right now is correct in the way that he's played 10 events this year going up into the Masters, where in previous years he's played about half of that. Okay. I've got Scottie Scheffler because basically the guy is probably the best ball striker on tour, even better than Victor Hovland or Colin Morikawa or Hideki Matsuyama. And I've got Brooks Koepka because Brooks Koepka...
So we're the same. We're chalk. We're all the same.
We are. I couldn't believe that when you said that. Yep, absolutely. Those are the four players that I think are going to show the best. I wouldn't call Wyndham Clark a dark horse, but I think there's an outside chance for Wyndham Clark the way that he's been playing. But you've got to be cautious in these guys that are playing in their first Masters as to how they're going to play.
Course knowledge.
It takes a little bit of getting used to.
Just ask Fuzzy Zeller
of Augusta.
Just ask Fuzzy Zeller. Right. but you know, I'll tell you. Here's my dark horse, Joaquin Niemann. You know, he's been one of the hottest players on the planet.
Yeah.
But again, and he's won on other tours besides the LIV, so I think that might give him a little addition. But
he's played more than anybody else.
Right.
Right.
And I'm just so curious to see how, you know, the break from LIV or with LIV was so fresh that I really don't think it had that full season. Now it's been a longer period of time. Brooks Koepka, you know, is such a machine in the majors, runner-up last year at the Masters.
So tough on the weekend.
And I just am really going to be interested to see, okay, we've been playing against live competition. How is that going to translate? I think, I truly believe, and we said this ad nauseum, that in 2025, golf, professional golf is going to look a lot different. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. But if
I think it might take till 26, but it's going to happen.
I think you're right, Greg. Yeah.
But if a live player wins the Masters or wins a major, I think it will accelerate the cataclysmic shift that I see coming.
Well, Kepka already did win in the PGA.
Right, but I'm saying that was so fresh.
Right. You got to get so the best new players on the same courses.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
All right, so a couple of more Masters memories to go over. We went through five of them a few weeks ago, and I just want to touch on some of these. I think that basically, it's going to be one of the most exciting tournaments to watch, and I'm going to tell it to you like this. Turn the volume off. Just watch the golfers play, because you're going to be so inundated with garbage from the media and social media about the LIV and the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour. Look. This event is not about one tour. This is about the Masters, right, the greatest golf event in the game of golf. Now, some may sit there and argue that and say, well, Gary Player has already said that in his order the of major championships is that the British Open is the first is his first. The U.S. Open is second. The PGA is third. And the Masters is fourth.
Right.
And don't know why he would set that criteria, seeing how he's won all four of those major championships, so I guess he can speak to it. But if you do look at it, the weakest field of all of those events is the Masters.
I think the PGA Tour or the PGA Championship contends with that.
Well, the PGA, yeah, good.
Because, and the only reason why I say that,
they've got 20 PGA professionals in the field.
Right. That's why I say that, is just because of all, and I rightfully so, they should be in the field. Right. But what I'm saying is they're not, they're used to, a lot of their time is running a business and not being a golfer. So that leads a little bit of the weakness.
Well, you've got, I think, 8 amateurs in the event this year.
Right.
Where you don't have that in the PGA Championship. All right, so real quick, we'll give you one Masters highlight. Charles Schwartzel birdies the 4 final holes in 2011 to win the 2011 Masters after Rory McIlroy had the 54-hole lead. With that, we're going to bring all this stuff with us next week. We'll be loaded for bear, folks. Don't worry.
Lots of fun to talk about, yeah.
Of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll have so much more golf to talk about. In the meantime, Kevin McCabe, is he up next?
No, he's taking a little break. He's got a wedding anniversary to attend to.
Well, he got more important stuff to be here.
Right. Happy anniversary to you, Kevin McCabe. But to our listeners, we want to thank Scott Wood for joining us. And we want to thank Bill Ross for joining us to share sport experience. And want to thank you for tuning in. In the meantime, we're going to be out of here. It's up to you to get out there and play some golf.
Holla.